In conversation with Esther Short. Esther Short is a freelance writer and author who lives in a personal motto of be kind always and spread joy every day. She believes everyone can live a peaceful, joy-filled life despite hardships and attempt to spread that message in our work and daily life. Her favorite thing includes spending time in nature, especially along Lake Superior, and advocating for mental health. Her fourth book has been published in September of 2024, with several writing projects on the horizon. Esther lives in central Minnesota with her husband, four children, a dog, and a horse. She invites you to check her out her website and follow her on Facebook or Instagram. And on today's episode of Author Interview, it's my utmost pleasure, joy, and excitement to offer the show today, Esther Short. How are you doing, Esther?
I'm doing great. It's a joy to be here.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, really, to have you on the show today. I'm getting excited. We're going to be having a conversation around your beautiful work, really. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Esther, I like us to start with a historical fiction novel in the name of Great Water, Big Sea, the Willow Bay series, which I found the discussion page of it on Amazon to be quite captivating, awesome, compelling to me, really. And I'd like to ask you, how does this book come about? What inspired you to write Great Water, Big Sea? And how did this title name even come to be? Sounds quite uncommon to me.
So, this book was really inspired by my love for Lake Superior. It's a beautiful lake, but it's one of the Great Lakes in the United States, and it's just breathtaking, the beauty that's up there. And there's a lot of rich history. And I actually started writing the third book in my series, the Willow Bay series. And as I was writing it, I really wanted to go back and tell the story of this family from the beginning. And so I started writing Great Water, Big Sea. It's a play on words. It's actually a very loose translation from the Ojibwe for Lake Superior, Great Water, Big Sea. And so that is the title of the book that I decided to go with based on that. But I really just kind of fell in love with these characters as I was creating them. And I really love history. I love Minnesota history. And so I really wanted to incorporate the historical pieces of it, but really just playing, paying homage to the great people that have lived in the past here in this beautiful state. So.
Oh, wow. Interesting, really. I love hearing about that, and it's quite amazing to get to know how the whole story came to be. And what inspired the making of Great Water, Big Sea? Thanks for sharing, really. Enjoy your talking about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for readers who haven't read the book yet, and of course, without giving much information away, could we have a sneak of what we'd expect in terms of themes picking up Great Water, Big Sea? And if you have a copy of the book there, I'd like you to show it to the camera just so we see what it looks like. Beautiful cover,
So, yeah.
even.
This is Great Water, Big Sea. It's available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and that sort of thing. So, it's definitely something I'm very proud of, and it's the first book in my Willow Bay series. So I think some of my favorite things that I like to write about are just the hardships that we as people go through,
Wow.
and how amazing people can be in overcoming adversity. And so one of the themes in the book is the main character is really faced with many hardships as an immigrant to the country, and she really has to work hard and faces tragedy and really just learning what it means to be human and learning what love is and forgiveness. And so there's a lot of themes kind of around that in just family and friendships and hardships. So
Wow. That's quite amazing, really. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for
Thank
sharing.
you.
Now, following on your response to that, you also have Song of the Lake, which is part
Yes.
of the Willow Bay series. Would you also
Correct.
like to tell us a bit about that as well?
Yeah, so Song of the Lake, I'll show you a picture of that.
Beautiful.
This is the second book in my Willow Bay series, and it's a new generation of the family. When I wrote the series, instead of doing picking up where I left off on my first book, I decided to write about a new generation, different hardships. And this book takes place in the early 1900s. And so there's just different things going on in history and different hardships that these new characters are facing. There's some mystery and some secrets and surprises and adventure
Wow.
and that sort of thing. And so we are introduced to new characters, but it's a new generation of the family that has settled on Willow Bay.
Wow. That's quite amazing, really. I love your take, and I love the message in these books and your answers to them actually. Kind of sounds to be quite amazing and well educative to me. Thanks for sharing, really.
Thank
And
you.
I wanted to ask you too, because I don't know how long you're taking us in this Willow Bay series. How much more books should we look forward to or expect more? Or is it only one and two?
Actually, so I have another book. This is my author copy I've ordered, or my proof
Oh.
copy rather. This is Roots of the Bay. It's set to come out on Monday, actually, the 30th.
Wow.
And this is the third book in the series.
Wow.
And I've got the fourth book in the series I've actually started writing. It's on my laptop. It's in, the very, very early stages of it. But Roots of the Bay is my next, it's the next one. It's a new generation again of the family. It takes place in the 1990s. And I really love this story. It was actually the one that I started writing and where I went back and then wrote Great Water, Big Sea. So this was a book that I started several years ago and fell in love with these characters. And so I decided to go back and write the other two books before it. But I'm really proud of this one. It's been a
Wow.
work in process for several years, and I'm excited to finally get it out to the world. So.
Oh, wow. That's quite amazing to know. Thanks for sharing. I love your description of that. Yeah. So, there's this question I like asking authors that come on Pearl. I've always been fascinated about how authors, especially novelists like yourself, craft long sentences and bring words together in a way that it eventually makes a great novel. Sentence come together to make paragraph, paragraph coming together to make pages, and pages coming together to make chapters, and several chapters making an eventual interesting novel. And this always leaves me thinking, how do they get the ideas and inspiration to put these words together? Now, as far as writing is concerned, I'd like to ask you too. How do you get your inspirations and ideas? Where do they come from?
I love this question. It's interesting to me even because I sometimes don't know where it comes from. It just shows up.
Mysterious.
The inspiration that I have, there's a book that I wrote, my very first book that I came out with. We were driving back from Iowa visiting my husband's family in Iowa. And as we were traveling along, it was almost like I could see the story as a movie in my head. And
Wow.
I just could see it on paper and almost like a movie in my head. And so I get inspired by just being out in nature. I get inspired by being around individuals. I've always loved to read and write, and the written word, just there's so many beautiful things that can be created with the written word. And
Wow.
so, I get inspired by my environment and by being out in the world. And, I have a real passion for giving hope and joy to people. And so, that really plays a part in the work that I create as well. So
Oh wow, that's quite amazing, really. That's very wholesome and quite lovely. Because actually, I think it's a very good thing to ask authors. Because sometimes I get people tell me that, oh, I got ideas from what I've seen around me. I get ideas from, my personal life experiences. I get ideas from the stories of friends of friends of friends. I get ideas
right.
from hilariously through my dreams. I mean, what I see in dreams whenever I go to bed. I got ideas from, conversation that doesn't belong to me that I've dropped on, trying to be a bit gossip in nature. I got ideas from different nature, yeah. It's quite amazing to get to see how people derive ideas and to write an amazing, beautiful novels. And I just feel like I think it's a very good thing to write. And more like you mentioned, sometimes it's mysterious. You can't really tell where they're coming from.
Yeah. It just comes.
It just
Yeah.
comes more like something whispering to your ear that, oh, write
Right.
this,
Yeah.
or something, a voice
Yeah.
coming to your head. Yeah, pick up your pen and write this. I've got something for you today. It's
Yeah.
very, very surprising, strange, and I think that's one of the reasons why we really need to praise more writers, and writers need to be praised more for their works. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Well,
Agreed.
thank you for your lovely answer. I enjoyed it so much.
Thank
Thanks for
you.
sharing. Yeah. Now, apart from Song of the Lake and Great Water, Great Sea, do you have any other works you've authored or say currently working on?
Yeah, so I'm definitely working on getting out my next book, Roots of the Bay. It's the one I'm going to be really advertising now that it's coming out. I've been advertising, but it's coming out next week. And then I also have started the fourth book in the series. I have a book, it's called What Lies Across the Sea. I really like water, as you can tell by the names of my books. But this is the first book that I wrote. It's called What Lies Across the Sea. It's a standalone book. It's not a part of the series. That was actually the first book that I published in 2021. So I have a goal to publish a book a year for the next 20 years. I have a lot of work that I've just been kind of just keeping on my laptop. I've been writing my entire life, and but I haven't been sharing it with the world until just recently. And so I have a lot of catching up to do, so to speak, and getting my work out there. But I'm really excited. So I'm working on the fourth book right now of the series, and then I'm also working on a nonfiction piece. It's a story about my life, the things that I've struggled with. And my hope is that when I share that book, that people can learn, just be inspired and grow, and kind of how I really view my life, just that we can still have a wonderful, joy-filled life, even though there's hardships. And so I'm working on that book, and then I'm also working on a project with my son. He's 11, and we're writing a children's chapter book about creatures and dinosaurs and dragons, and I'm really excited about that. So
That's beautiful to know, yeah. That's beautiful to know. So you've got quite a lot ongoing, actually, and I'm particularly intrigued with the ones you're working with your son. Sounds beautiful. I hope that
yeah.
goes on well, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited about that. So, and so is he. So,
Oh.
it's fun to do with my son. So.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing, actually, and I'm not quite sure if you've got some authors writing in that particular setting, yeah. So I think it's gonna be very nice. It's very good
Yeah.
to try something that is not common, something that people are not so much aware of. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, mother and child working together on a children's book. Sounds like an interesting idea. If you get
Yeah.
invited for, if you, now, pardon me, if you get invited to go into perhaps your featured author in a book festival, so you take your son alongside and you to sit on the podium and they start asking you a question. What
Yeah.
inspired the book? How did it come to be? And you give your talk, then the pastor that pass the mic over to your son and he give his own speech too. Sounds kind of amazing, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I'm just imagining in my head, imaginations and writers.
Yes.
Beautiful,
Thank you.
beautiful. Yeah, you're welcome. Now, could you tell us what publishing is like for a published author like yourself? Are there any challenges you've encountered in the process of writing your book and also ever since it got published? Is there anything?
There's definitely challenges. I'm an independent author, and so I've hired an amazing editor, and I wouldn't be able to do this work without her. But at the end of the day, it's completely up to me to make sure that my work is presented to the world. And so there's a lot of challenges and trying to figure out the best way to market and just figuring out the different avenues of publication. And so it was when I decided to first publish my first book, I really did a lot of research on whether I wanted to go the traditional route versus the independent route. And I really liked the idea of owning and controlling my own work. And so, but that's there's definitely been a lot of challenges. It's been a huge learning curve for me. But it's something, that I learn little bits and pieces of new things every time I put out a new book. And it's even though some of the steps and the things get a little bit easier now that I'm, publishing my fourth book, there's still challenges that we face, that I, is this one going to be a success? Is this one going to get out into the world the way I would like for it to? And so definitely a lot of challenges because at the end of the day, it's up to me to make sure all the things are doing all the things. So, yeah.
I agree with you on that, actually. Thanks for sharing. I agree with you on that. And as a published author, I'd like to have your idea on this and your advice. As a published author, what sort of advice do you have for other writers who are still struggling with writing and publishing a book in your particular genre? What would you advise people in this category?
I love that question. My advice would be to keep going and not to give up because there are many times where even myself, where I question, is this really going to do what I want it to do? And at the end of the day, I'm writing and creating these books because I love to write and I love to create. And so my advice would be to just keep going. And any criticism that's given, run it through a filter of is this going to help me grow or is this just petty childishness? And so, just keep going, keep moving forward, and don't be afraid to ask for help. There's a huge community of independent authors out there, and so,
Absolutely.
asking for help is 100% okay, and finding those people that you can work with and then hiring an editor. I wouldn't be where I'm at without the editor that I have. I've learned so many things from her. So that's probably the advice that I would give.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for your lovely advice. And I'm hoping that viewers, including myself, would love to utilize it. So, Esther, before we call it a day today, is there anything that you'd love to share with the viewers about your books that we did not mention in this interview and you'd love the viewers to know? Is there anything?
That's a good question. I don't know. Just, if you have a desire to create and write, do it, go for it. And if you want to follow my work, I'm on social media. I have a website and that sort of thing. But if you are interested in women's fiction or women's historical fiction, definitely check out my work. And then I'm really excited about the things that I have planned for the future. So just keep an eye out for me and my continued work.
Oh,
So.
that's impressive. That's impressive. And just in case we have some viewers who are currently watching this interview, I would love to get a copy of any of the books or both. On what platform are they available on for purchase?
All of my books can be found on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and then I really wanted to be able to make sure that my books could be available. So local bookstores can usually order my books and that sort of thing. So bookshop.org is also a place where people can find my work. So.
Interesting. And I left a link in the discussion part of this interview Well, interested viewers can get a copy of Esther Short's books directly on Amazon, on Barnes and Noble's, on our website, and also another platform. I also left a link to our social media pages for possible followings. So thank you
Thank
so
you.
much, Esther, for accepting the invitation to be featured on P English Literature. It's awesome. And I must say it's more than awesome, actually, having this lovely conversation with you around your books. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank
It's my
you.
pleasure as well. Yeah.